Welcome to the Encouragement Media Podcast. This is episode 5, titled The Our Father, by Pat van Wyk.
Good morning, boys and girls. I'm excited to be back this morning with a new story. And yeah, where I'm sitting and recording this morning, the sea's very loud. It must be high tide. I live close to the beach, but behind the dunes, I can't see it, but I can hear when it's a gentle wave or a crashing wave, and then I guess it's high tide or low tide. And I just love the sea. I love to walk next to the sea, and I love to walk next to the sea praying. But today our story takes us back to the plot. I must have been about 6 or 7 when my Uncle Jack decided to come and plow up a small piece of the land, and he brought his tractor. And Daddy had asked him to come and plow. He wanted to plant barley for the cows to eat, so he wanted to have extra food for the winter. When Uncle Jack arrived, we could all hear him coming down the road because the tractor roars very loudly. Mama said I had to wear a hat because I wanted to climb up on the side of the tractor, and where Uncle Jack was sitting, I was going to stand and hold on to the tractor because I wanted to ride with him as he ploughed the land. I climbed up and found a place to hold, and off we went. With a roar and a thud, we moved forward. We were going up the one side and across and down and back, almost like a square in very neat rows. And then all of a sudden, I'm not sure if I turned my head or the wind came up, but my hat blew off. And Uncle Jack wanted to stop. And I said, not to worry, I've taken a mark with my eye. I know exactly where it is. I'll come back for it. So when we got to the top, I jumped off and ran back. But what I didn't realize was the plow was quite deep, and I'm sure I didn't dig deep enough. Or who knows if I was exactly on the right spot. It took forever to scratch and scratch, and I never found the hat. We went in for tea and cookies, and I told Mom, and she said, not to worry. Thank goodness it was an old hat. But I did feel bad never finding that hat. Well, now it's our story about Jesus. And in our last chapter, I spoke to you about prayer, and it gave me the idea that I wonder how many parents, how many Sunday school teachers still teach the Our Father. And I had a good idea to do it today, because if Jesus taught us this way to pray, then this is what we should be praying. And we spoke about prayer. It was to just close your eyes. Forget about who is around you, who's watching you, and you're going to talk to Jesus. So I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 6, from verse 7. When you pray, do not use a lot of meaningless words, as the pagans do. Pagans mean unbelievers, who think that their gods will hear them because their prayers are long. Do not be like them. Your Father already knows what you need before you ask Him. Then this is how you should pray. Verse 9. Our Father in heaven, may your holy name be honored. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need. Forgive us the wrongs we have done, as we forgive the wrongs that others have done to us. Do not bring us to hard testing, but keep us safe from the evil one. If you forgive others the wrongs that they have done to you, your Father in heaven will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive the wrongs that you have done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. So our homework today is to learn the Our Father. And I want you to be able to close your eyes and pray it at any time of the day or night and to know it off by heart. But remember that when you're praying it, it's very special because you're praying it straight to Jesus and ending in Jesus' name. God bless. Love you. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in. You can find us online at www.encmedia.co.za. Send us an email at info@encmedia.co.za or find us on Facebook by searching for Encouragement Media. Thank you so much for Joseph McDay for giving us his song Elevation. To use Yah is a big blessing.